Today's devotional is James chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the scripture says he yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We've made it to the fourth chapter out of five in the book of James. Just to recap the setting of James, he is writing to Christians scattered among the nations. And this letter to the disciples of Jesus is about how to live as Jesus intended us to. Because of this, what James writes about is very practical. And this is categorized as wisdom literature because wisdom is lived out. Yesterday, we read about wisdom from above, which is pure, peaceable, gentle, and so on, versus the other type of wisdom, which is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. As Pastor Sean put it, we have two ways to live, one with God, along with all the benefits of that, and the other without God, leading to the earthly, unspiritual, and demonic wisdom. Each way will ultimately bear fruit of its own kind, either good or bad. These themes run through today's passage as well. In verse 1, James asks this, "What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you?" If we pause for a second here, how would you answer that in your own words? Again, the question is, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Maybe you had an argument with somebody recently. What was the cause of that? If you look at other quarrels that you can remember, what was a common reason? My answer would be, I'm not getting what I want. In recent arguments with people, it's usually that I want this and expected this, but I received something else. James answers his question with another question. Is it not this, that your passions are at war with you, within you? He seems to offer a deeper answer. He's very direct in saying that quarrels and fights are a heart issue with a war going on inside of you. In the following verses, he explains what passions at war within you means. You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. I don't think the Christians were physically murdering people, but similar to what Jesus preached before, harboring anger on the inside towards a brother or sister is akin to murder, even without the actual act of murder itself. It's not so hard to see because I think we all experience those moments when we're much angrier on the inside than a situation warrants. A common example that I don't need to go too much into is if somebody cuts you off in line or in traffic. Our gut reaction, at least mine is usually of outrage and a desire for that person to get punished in some way. It's a passion inside for my comfort and being first. And this passion is at war with the knowledge that it's not that big of a deal, actually, in the long run. And it's at war against the Spirit telling us to forgive and not get caught up in anger. Going on, James says, "You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions." At the root of it, the problem is that we are asking for the wrong things. that we are not seeking what God intends for us to seek. Again, James is not naming specific examples, but we can quickly come up with examples ourselves. Whether it's desire for more money or financial security, desire for more recognition above our peers, lust, the need for control. As Christians, remember, that's James's audience, we often are asking for and seeking the wrong things to satisfy ourselves. And we can see a cycle forming of asking, not receiving, and then that passion for that growing stronger, leading to wanting it more, and so on. In James 1, he wrote, "But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." These wrong desires or passions in our hearts is a source of conflict within and the source of conflict with other people. And it's the source of ultimately murder and death. It's the whole tree and fruit image again, with two ways to live, either as a good tree bearing good fruit or as a bad tree bearing bad fruit. The climax of this truth is found in verse 4. "You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." It is certainly a wake-up call to the readers to not live in this way. When we are living for worldly passions, we are forsaking our relationship with God, just like adulterers. In verse 5, like elsewhere in the Bible, it shows God's jealousy for our hearts. I think a natural response to today's passage is to examine our hearts for where we are allowing worldly passions to live and to cause strife in us and with each other. A good exercise to do could be to journal about a recent fight that you've had with somebody and to trace it back to what was going on inside of your heart. Can you trace it back to passions at war within you? What are those passions? A lot of times, I'll chalk up times when I act out of sin to being tired or stressed at the time, which are important factors, but at the root of it, there's still a problem of sin. When we identify those worldly passions within us, we of course have to turn to God to deal with them. God is the true source of our transformation. The last verse from today's passage reads, "But he gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." When we humble ourselves, he gives us grace. He forgives us and helps us to turn from living for the world. After every devotional, we have a time of reflection like this, and I realize that we really do need this daily because we need the Spirit to constantly root out the sinful desires of our own hearts and replace it with his thoughts. So let's turn to God right now. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this passage, and God, it's so clear that this is the reality of our hearts today. All the time, God, that sin is, that the enemy is tempting us to give in to worldly passions and worldly wisdom, which leads to so much conflict in us and with those around us. God, we pray for your Spirit to help us examine our hearts. God, help us not to live accepting the way things are. But God, help us to invite you into those places, into the deepest part of our hearts. And God, we pray that you would replace our passions, our wrong passions, with what you desire. And God, that what we ask for would be more in line with what you want. We thank you for your grace. And Lord, we just appeal to you for your grace and your wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.